for. So, college basketball in the books, and you're trying to figure out, all right, you know, what do I tune into now as a sports fan? Well, I'm sure many of you sports fans are ready for some baseball. The weather outside is getting nicer and nicer by the day, it seems. You know, I even took a walk yesterday, walked the dog yesterday. It was 66 degrees. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Another beautiful day here in mid-Michigan as well. And again, that means that baseball is here. And right now, I want to invite our guest for today's current sports to the show. He's a dear friend, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, who is the play-by-play voice of the Lansing Lugnuts. Jesse, welcome to Current Sports. And Jesse, what year is this now for you, my man?
Al, this is my 11th season with the Lansing Lugnuts.
Your 11th season with the Luggies. How does that feel? That is awesome, man.
Feels good. I mean, this is, for the Lansing Lugnuts, their 24th season in the Midwest League. And so the feeling is, boy, if I keep at it, I'll be out here for a full 50% of the team's history.
That's pretty remarkable. It really is. And, you do an outstanding job rocking the mic for the Luggies. Always love listening to you driving around here in the area. And I want to start here, Jesse, when it comes to the Lansing Lugnuts. You all have a new manager in Dallas McPherson. Before we give his background and you elaborate on, you know, how, you know, the players have really taken it to when it comes to his leadership for the team, I want to know, where is Cesar Martin, who I believe was with the team for two seasons? Is that correct?
That is correct, and he's moved up with his players from last year. He's now up with A Advanced Dunedin.
That's awesome. That's awesome stuff. And that's what the minors are all about. You know, you want to see growth and promotion in all areas when it comes to your coaches, when it comes to the players, of course. So we wish Cesar Martin well. So can you tell us a bit about McPherson's journey to Lansing, Jesse?
Yeah, Dallas McPherson, you go back to 2004, he was the Minor League Baseball Player of the Year. He was a big-time prospect coming up with the Angels as a power-hitting third baseman. And Dallas, after playing in the major leagues, playing in the minor leagues, he retired. He went back home to North Carolina where he was coaching. And from there, he was approached, hey, would you like to get involved with the Blue Jays organization? It was high school players he had coached, had gone on, I believe it was, to Wofford. And through that connection, somehow it brought him to the Blue Jays' Gil Kim. He was brought into the system last year. He managed the Vancouver Canadians last year, the level below the Lugnuts. And so that means he has many of his same players. Now this year, his second season in the system, his first year in Lansing.
That is awesome stuff. And, you know, I was reading a profile written by the great Brian Callaway of the Lansing State Journal, and he talked about how McPherson – initially got into coaching, and you know, he just happened to become the baseball head coach at Kings Ridge Christian School out in Georgia. He gave it a shot, and he led the program to a 76-19 mark and a state championship. That's pretty awesome.
He has such an interesting manner about himself because he's so big. It's very easy for him to be intimidating. And yet he knows when to switch that side off and become really fun. And so there's nobody who doesn't respect him. He commands authority, but at the same time, you enjoy being around him and you enjoy playing for him. So I understand he immediately enjoyed coaching, and now he is helping professional players grow on their way to the major leagues.
That is great that he has that balance, Jesse, because, you know, some coaches are either or, and it's hard to have that balance as a coach. So that is fantastic stuff. So how have the players, you know, taken to McPherson since training camp and now into the early stages of the season for you guys?
Guys love him. This is a team that's very smart, that's very loose. It's a really fun clubhouse that's getting ready for every single game. They understand that they're here to learn. It's great for the team to come up with some wins in the early going, but all of them believe that as the season goes on, they're going to get better and better.
Definitely. That's awesome stuff. And Jesse, you know, minor league baseball, as you know, the point that I just made, you know, turnover isn't a bad thing whatsoever. So I'm wondering, how much turnover do you guys have from last year's team to now this season?
We currently have 27 players with us, 25 active players. Of those players, we have two returning. We have the catcher, Ryan Gold, who's now also playing some time at first base and batting in the middle part of our order. And we have the leadoff hitter, Reggie Pruitt, our starting center fielder, who's currently tied for the league lead in steals. That's it. Two guys, and both of them have said at the tender age of 21 that they are the team leaders in the clubhouse.
Wow, again, see, it's not a bad thing because that means that, again, you know, you want to see the players with the Lansing Lugnuts organization who are working hard, trying to get, you know, maybe a shot at the majors or to work their way up the ranks, right? That's the kind of stuff you want to see. So that is a good sign. Jesse, can you throw out a few big names that fans can look forward to checking out this season?
Yes. For us, you have to begin with our shortstop, Jordan Groshans. Is the 12th overall draft pick last year, 2018, high school slugger out of Texas. Big guy, 6'3", and all he does up there is just put together professional at-bats. Youngest guy on the team, and yet he's been exceptional batting in the middle part of our order. He's the top prospect. But then batting right behind him is a catcher, Alejandro Kirk, who's 20 years of age, out of Tawana. And I'm telling you, Kirk is 5'9", 220. You look at him, you say, all right, let's see what he is. He mashes. And as a catcher defensively, he's exceptional. And from those two guys, and then the electric Otto Lopez, who plays everywhere on the diamond, gets up, makes an impact with his bat, had a game-tying two on homer the other day, and he's tied with Pruitt for the league lead in steals. It's really an offense that threatens in a lot of different ways.
Definitely. That is awesome stuff. And you speak about the young year again. You guys are only just a few games into the season. You started off with two games at Fort Wayne, and then you had two at home. And I saw that you guys split against Fort Wayne and then you beat West Michigan yesterday, right, Jesse?
That's right. Yep. We alternated wins with Fort Wayne. They won, we won, they won, we won. And then yesterday we wrapped it up in an hour and 54 minutes to beat the Whitecaps 1-0.
Wow. That's record time. I mean, what were you guys playing with? Three innings? My goodness, Jesse. Sheesh.
The first three innings took 30 minutes. It took an hour to play five. And suddenly we looked up and we're going, we're going to finish this one nice and early. We're all going to have a chance to watch the national championship, except national championship was still an hour and a half away. We wrapped up at 8:01.
That is unheard of in the world of baseball, Jesse. That's pretty awesome stuff. And now, again, you guys return to Cooley Law School Stadium and you open up a series starting tonight against, that first game was against West Michigan yesterday, of course, so you continue that series tonight at 6:05 p.m., and it's also $2 Taco Tuesday, right, Jesse?
That is right. You know, we've never done this before, but you think about restaurants where you just say, what's on the menu each day of the week? Let's see if we want to go. And we're saying, you want tacos? On a Tuesday, you come out, you enjoy them here at the ballpark. $2 tacos every single Tuesday home game and cheer on the Lugnuts against the Whitecaps.
You can't beat that. Baseball and $2 tacos, downtown Lansing at Cooley Law School Stadium. That's awesome stuff. And it's a beautiful day for baseball too, folks. Okay, for you, Jesse, before we get you out of here, I want to know, what is the preparation like for you before the season begins? Because I know you get uber busy.
Just a little bit, especially because I'm spending my off seasons now doing Central Michigan women's basketball. We got bounced by the Michigan State women and Susie Merchant in a classic in the first round of the tournament.
Yeah.
And I also flew down to spring training to call a Blue Jays major league game against the Detroit Tigers of all teams, which was great. Plus, it's figure out who our players are going to be, write magazine articles, get everything ready to go. And then when the players come in, it becomes the whirlwind. So now about a week into the season, things start to settle into a rhythm, and I can take a deep breath and say, all right, we're just going to play every day from here on out through September. I can deal with that.
Exactly. And that had to be pretty cool. I mean, going down and call that Blue Jays and Tigers game, what was that like, Jesse?
That was amazing. I was a little worried about being overwhelmed at first because I'm going, how am I going to prepare for all of the players who take part in a spring training game for each team? They're inserting players here, players there. But, you know, I already know who all the Lugnuts are. I know who all the former West Michigan Whitecaps are wearing their Detroit Tigers jerseys. And after that, it was all about having fun and enjoying the game. It was a great experience.
I'm sure it was. And you know, I want to touch on this, Jesse, because, you know, the duality of having the Lugnuts and now Lansing Ignite at Cooley Law School Stadium, what has that partnership been like thus far? Because I can just imagine what it's going to be like this summer. You know, fans, I believe it's just going to drive more traffic and more excitement to Cooley Law School Stadium and to downtown Lansing as a whole.
It's a fascinating balance at work because, for example, our press box It's going to be dominated by the Lugnuts people for a baseball game. We'll take over the broadcast booths. And when we leave, as we're going to be leaving after this Thursday, and then the Ignite will play their home opener here on Saturday, it will be all Lansing Ignite and USL League One. So it very much is about sharing the same space, yielding to the other, and supporting everybody else. I'm a huge soccer fan, so you better believe that I'll be cheering on Lansing Ignite to a championship. But it's fun. We go on the road. They play here at home. They go on the road. We play here at home. So we're kind of roommates who don't spend too much time together. We're just sharing the same place.
That is very true. And I'm sure the groundskeeper at Cooley Law School Stadium has to be the busiest brother in Lansing. I mean, how is that balancing act, trying to get the field ready for minor league soccer, and then you guys hit the field, and then, you know, just the constant changing of the field has to be overwhelming to a degree, right?
Well, I can say that Zach Severns is the reigning Midwest League groundskeeper of the year, so he's ready for the task. But it's going to be a task to get the field up to baseball standards, to get the field up to Lansing Ignite standards. We want to make sure that we've got one of the best playing surfaces, and I guess I should say when it comes to Ignite, the pitch should be in the best condition possible. So, yes, it's going to be a challenge for him, and this is our first season doing it, yet I believe in him. It's going to take work over the course of the entire summer, but over the course of time, as that conversion becomes more and more regular, it's going to be really fun to watch the field turn over, baseball to soccer and back again.
Yeah, and I think this is a win-win for both teams, both organizations, Jesse. And I'm pretty sure you're excited to see, you have to be, if both programs can create some buzz for one another, right?
Oh, yeah, especially because with the Lugnuts, we know that these are Blue Jays players, so we're rooting them on to the major leagues. We've got all of our entertainment that we're doing, too, but they aren't really our guys. It's just exciting for us to see which talent passes through each year. Lansing Ignite, these are the Ignite guys. They're under Ignite contract, and they are here to win. So the feel for a baseball game is going to be your nice, leisurely atmosphere that you're used to. The feel for an Ignite game is going to be fired up. The folks are going to be pouring in and screaming them onward to victory. That in of itself is going to make for two entirely different game days.
That is very true. The demeanor when you compare both fan bases, that is a very good point, Jesse. Okay. And last but not least, and you just, touched on, you know, the new idea tonight, you know, $2 Taco Tuesdays. But I'm wondering what new and different ideas, you know, coupled with, you know, tonight's $2 Taco Tuesdays, can people expect this season at the ballpark at a Lansing Lugnuts baseball game?
Well, Mondays are Dollar Mondays now with our $1 hot dogs, ice cream sandwiches, popcorn, Miller High Life, and fountain drinks. Wednesdays are now dog days of summer. That's when you bring your dogs out to the ballpark to go along with the $2 Taco Tuesdays. And then Thursdays are Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursdays with $1, $2, $3 draft beer, and $3 wine specials. That's just our weekly specials before we even get into Laugh You Fireworks seasons, Fridays and Saturdays. What I'm excited about are those interesting individual nights. Backyard baseball night, returning, for example, with a bobblehead, and the tribute to Burt Reynolds night. We're doing a purge night where a random half inning, everything is free. All the fruit is free.
What?
Make a rush on all of the different food items. That's coming up next homestand. That's going to be wild. And more, all of these different ideas that we're saying, hey, we know it's a baseball season in terms of you look at the schedule. Are the Lugnuts home? Yeah, they're home these 4 days in a row. What can we do to make sure that each night is separated, each night is special? And when you say, I'm coming out to the ballpark, it's for a specific reason in addition to going nuts.
That is awesome, especially Purge Night. Oh, my goodness. This is a safe, not like the movie, a safe Purge Night at Cool.
It's safe.
That's awesome. I'm curious, too, because, you know, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. And, of course, Game of Thrones, the final season premieres this weekend. Are you guys having another Game of Thrones day at the ballpark? I'm curious.
No, unfortunately. We did that great Game of Thrones night last year with Noah Syndergaard. This year we've tilted it toward Oregon Trail Night and a Daniel Norris bearded, like, pioneer bobblehead of sorts. That's going to be very fun.
That's awesome stuff. It's always a fun time at Cooley Law School Stadium. Jesse, thank you so much for your time, my man. I'll see you soon.
Al, thank you.
Again, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, play-by-play voice for the Lansing Lugnuts.